For the first time since 2012, a substantial part of North Carolina entered the first stages of drought this month, including Mecklenburg County. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports it's unclear how long it will last or how severe it will become.
North Carolina's Drought Management Advisory Council classifies more than 20 counties in the western half of the state as experiencing moderate drought. That's the first of four stages and not especially alarming, says Rebecca Cumbie of the State Climate Office.
Drought is a part of our climate. You know, we go through wet spells and we go through dry spells, and so this is a drier spell for at least that part of the state. I wouldn't be worried right now. You know, I would be aware.
Cumbie says hot weather and lower than average rainfall have made the state slightly drier than the summer of 2012's moderate drought. That's nowhere near what California's experiencing, nor North Carolina's 2007-08 drought. But the weather and the speed it took hold do remind Charlotte's Water Department spokeswoman Louise Bavnani of that record drought.
We are getting, you know, similar to the 07-08 sort of. It's starting off to be the same as that was. That doesn't necessarily mean we're going to get that bad, but
the National Weather Service predicts hotter weather and less precipitation could continue into the fall, but a colder, wetter winter could also alleviate those conditions. Bavnani says her department is preparing to reduce the city's water usage and asking residents to watch theirs.
Cutting down on your irrigation, knowing that you only need 1 inch of water a week, trying to figure out ways to make sure all the water you put on that grass is actually going into the grass and not evaporating, or you're not watering the driveway. All those things are really, really important.
For now, the Catawba River has enough water that while the state considers Mecklenburg County to have entered drought, the city of Charlotte has only implemented what's called a drought watch. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.